Translation of Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivinoda Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. My dear Lord, what kind of mantra have you given me? I have become mad simply by chanting this Maha Mantra. This is Lord Chaitanya speaking to his spiritual master, Srila Ishwarapuri. Purport. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu prays in his Shikshashtaka, Yugaitam Nimeshena Chakshusha Pravishaitam Shunyaitam Jagatsarvam Govinda Virahename. O Govinda, feeling your separation, I am considering a moment to be like 12 years or more. Tears are flowing from my eyes like torrents of rain, and I am feeling all vacant in the world in your absence. It is the aspiration of a devotee that while he chants the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, his eyes will fill with tears, his voice falter, and his heart throb. These are good signs in chanting the holy name of the Lord. In ecstasy, one should feel the entire world to be vacant without the presence of Govinda. This is a sign of separation from Govinda. In material life, we are all separated from Govinda and are absorbed in material sense gratification. Therefore, when one comes to his senses on the spiritual platform, he becomes so eager to meet Govinda that without Govinda, the entire world becomes a vacant place. Excuse me. Kiba mantra dila gosai, kiba tarabala, japite japite mantra karila pagalo. My dear Lord, what kind of mantra have you given me? I have become mad simply by chanting this Maha Mantra. Om Magyana Timarandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshuran Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manoho Vistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kedamayam Dadhati Svapadantikam Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasari Ghor Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Girim Yat Kripadam Maham Vande Sri Guru Dinataranam Paramananda Madhavam Sri Chaitanya Ishwaram Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Tanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Hare Krishna. We are very grateful and fortunate to be here at the lotus feet of Sri Sri Radha Gokulananda, Sri Sri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman, Sri Gaur Nitai, Srila Prabhupada, in the assembly of all the Vaishnavas, the blessings of all the devotees. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is speaking to his Gurudev, Srila Ishwarpuri, and he is asking him, what kind of a mantra have you given me? I am going mad. And all these symptoms start to appear. I feel like I'm losing a sense of reality. In the previous verses, the Lord has said that while chanting Hare Krishna, it has covered all my spiritual knowledge. Formerly, I had so much knowledge of Scripture and so much interest in Scripture, but now all this is gone. The only thing I can think of is Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after taking Diksha from Srila Ishwarpuri, and accepting the holy name of Krishna, he constantly chanted Krishna, 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 Krishna. And he became so absorbed in chanting that he lost all interest in the activities of this world. When he came back to Navadvip after visiting Gaya to offer Pinda Shraddha for his departed father, he was again taking up his activity of teaching his students logic and argument. But he could not teach them anymore. So he would simply explain the entire grammar and the alphabet and everything according to the holy name. We have examples of the holy name. The holy name was everything that he could speak of. So a lot of his students became a little distraught. They became a little disturbed. They felt like, well, this is kind of an interesting experience because he's doing his teaching and it's everything is based on the holy name. So it was different. It was definitely different from what they were used to. Because before Nimai Pandit, he would very systematically, very thoroughly educate them in all the tenets of the different scriptures and all the rules and all the logic of the grammar. But now it seemed like their teacher was losing it. He seemed like he didn't have really a grip on the subject. So some of them became upset. Some of them wanted to leave. But they were so intrigued by his personality and by his absorption. So when he finished teaching, he asked them, how was it? And they said, well, tell you the truth, it was quite an experience. I'm not sure we met the objective of the class, but it was quite entertaining. So there was this dilemma, because Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, still known as Nimai Pandit, he was following his heart. He was following his calling. And the holy name was taking such an importance, was becoming his all in all. He had no more interest in talking about grammar, in talking about logic. He told his students, if you like, you can stay around. But if you don't like, you can also leave. That's quite okay with me. You know? So they became a little confused. Is our teacher still going to be our teacher? Or what's going to happen? Because they could see this transformation in Lord Chaitanya, which was happening in a very rapid and in a very massive way. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, he was becoming more and more absorbed in chanting Hare Krishna and in tasting the mellows, the ecstasies of the holy name of Krishna. He inaugurated the Sankirtan movement in Navadvip, and with his associates, the Panchatattva, they were roaming the streets of the town of Navadvip, the entire area, and they were starting to propagate the chanting of Hare Krishna widely in that area. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not do so before he received Nam, before he received the instruction from his Gurudev to do that. So the Sankirtan movement started in Navadvip area, and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so much absorbed in the ecstasy of chanting Hare Krishna that chanting in the day was good, but it was not enough. He also instigated chanting at night in the house of Shiva's Thakur, where his intimate associates would gather, and they would simply deeply absorb themselves and relish themselves in the chanting of Hare Krishna. So, in the same way, in our own movement, we have Harinam Sankirtan, we go out and we spread the chanting of the holy name of Krishna in every town and village. This is the instruction of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to all his followers. Yare deke tare kaha Krishna upadesh, amara gyaya guruhana tara e desh. That wherever you are, whoever you are, just spread this chanting of Hare Krishna. And in this way become an instructing spiritual master and deliver the people of your lands. And we're having our own sangha. We're having our own internal kirtans and our own functions where we absorb ourselves deeply in the chanting of Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is stating in this shloka, Yugaitam nimeshena chakshusha pravishaitam shunyaitam jagatsarvam govinda virahena me. That one moment appears to be 12 years or more. And there is nothing which is of any importance in this world. This world seems vacant. Do we also have this realization? Or do we still think there is many places to go, many people to meet, and many things to do? We have long lists. I was just in London the last couple of days, and it's interesting how everybody's roaming around town. Places to go, people to meet, things to do. And they're ticking them off on their lists. But as they're ticking them off, the list grows bigger. Because more and more stimulus is being brought to the conditioned living entity. So what is our realization? Are we also feeling that we're getting detached from the material variety and more absorbed in chanting Hare Krishna? Or do we feel like, yeah, Hare Krishna is nice, you know, but it's kind of like the background noise in our life. You know, background noise? Like whatever it is, there's some background noise. I don't think it's rain out there, is it? No. It's too constant. Oh, it's the air conditioning. Okay. So, sometimes we think the Maha Mantra, it's nice like a backdrop, you know, it's like, it's okay. But it's not so prominent in our lives. Are we feeling this vacancy in our heart when the holy name is not resounding? In fact, we should be chanting continuously, 24 hours. One time Srila Prabhupada was in a TV studio and they're ready, getting ready for the interview. But the technician, the sound engineer, he was very disturbed because there was some background noise. There was some distorting sound and he couldn't figure out what it was. So he checked all the connections, plugged, unplugged everything, and he just couldn't figure it out what that noise was. So he followed the cable all the way to the microphone and then he realized Srila Prabhupada was chanting very softly, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. And he realized, oh, that's what it is. So, what is our bhava? What is our mission? Just like Hanuman, he got his mission from Ram. He told him, go find Sita. That was his mission. And he was very focused, very dedicated on his mission. What is our mission in life? What is our aspiration? Do we have a mission? Now there are so many good causes in this world. So many things you can get absorbed in. You can fight for the environment. You can fight for the animals. You can fight for the humans. You can come up with so many other ideas. There's so many good causes. But there is one great cause. Kaler dhosha nidhe rajan asti hi eko mahat gunan kirtana deva krishnasya mukta sanga param vrajet. There is one great cause. What is that great cause? Is that cause that will solve all the other problems. All the other causes. They are contained in this one great cause. I was in the town of Udupi talking to an Ayurvedic doctor. And we were speaking about how medicines are not really potent anymore. You know, you can eat pounds of that stuff and it just doesn't do much good. You feel like, I'm not getting ahead here. Not much happening. Not much effect. And you can do yoga and you can do so many things and it's just not, it's not working. It's a bad time. It's a bad age. And we also have a few bad qualities. But then this doctor was telling me, but there is one good quality in this age. And I said, really? What is that, Dr. G? Tell me. And he said, simply by chanting the Maha Mantra, the Hare Krishna Mantra, you can achieve all perfection in this age. I said, doctor, are you a Hare Krishna? And he said, yes, of course I am. Because in Udupi, everybody considers themselves a devotee and a follower of Lord Krishna. And he also mentioned how it is very intriguing how in this day and age, everybody is running around and they're doing so many things, saying so many things, lying, cheating, stealing, just to try to get ahead, just to try to get some money, just to try to impress somebody, to make some friends. Huh? What do people do just to fit in, just to have some friends? It's amazing. It's quite astounding through what great extents people go just to feel accepted. And he told me that actually all you need in life is 5 friends. That's all you need. You don't need any more. Huh? You want to know what those 5 friends are? No? And he said it's very easy to find those. He said all you need is 4 people to carry the stretcher and 1 person to put the fire. And those 5 people, they're very easy to find. You know, wherever it's meant to happen, they're already waiting for us. They're already there. So you don't have to lie, to cheat, to do any of those bad things. Because your 5 friends are waiting for you at the right place, at the right time. So this really takes the pressure off, you know. Because in nowadays society, even sometimes in spiritual societies, we feel that there is some expectation, right? There is some pressure. You have to perform. You have to fit in. You don't. Your 5 friends are already there. So relax. Take a deep breath. That feels good, isn't it? The air conditioner is moving. There's fresh air out there. So, but what is going on in my life? What is going on in my heart? Am I hearing the holy name of the Lord? Am I feeling absence? Am I feeling my life is vacant? The name of Krishna is not on my tongue. I have so many other things that are occupying my life. And that's why I'm feeling parched. I'm feeling like I'm in the desert. And I've been drinking salty water. I have been roaming in so many dangerous places, engaging in so many unsavory activities, associating with so many dubious characters. Where is that devotee association? Srila Haridas Thakur, in his humility, he was praying to the Lord and he was saying, let me be an insect in the house of a devotee. I will hear the holy name. I will get Mahaprasad. One day I will get liberated in kirtan when the devotees are dancing. That is my aspiration. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was humbly asking his spiritual master, what is happening with me? In the previous verse, Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport that we should always consult with our spiritual master. That doesn't mean that we ask our Gurudev, should I buy green or blue curtains for my house? I mean, it's an important decision, right? For some people, they may invest a great deal of energy into this topic. But the spiritual master is not meant to be our interior decorator or our business consultant or our shrink. You call them shrinks here? What do you call them? Psychologists. You have a proper name for everything. You have to learn how to speak proper English. Otherwise, people will not understand. So, the spiritual master, what is his role? Well, he's the spiritual master. That means he's our spiritual guide. We should consult with him on spiritual matters. So, Lord Chaitanya was feeling all this ecstasy, all these transformations, these different symptoms that appeared in his personality. He had tears in his eyes. His voice was choking. He was feeling anxiety because of separation from Krishna. So he asked his spiritual master, am I all right? Is this okay? And his spiritual master embraced him and said, "My dear child, you're perfectly all right. Everything is very fine. Just go on chanting." So this chanting of Hare Krishna is a kalpa vriksha. It is a wish-fulfilling tree, a desire tree, that wherever we approach it, it is so benevolent, it is so gracious, that it can grant us all our desires. But many times, people come to this movement or approach this process of Krishna consciousness with different desires. Of course, we know, akama sarva kamova, moksha kama udaradi, tivrena bhakti yogena yajita purushaparam. Whatever our background, whatever our aspiration, just chant Hare Krishna. It'll all be good. It all comes out in the wash, as they say. Just keep on chanting. One time a devotee approached Srila Prabhupada and said, "Srila Prabhupada, I'm chanting Hare Krishna and I'm having all these visions and I'm having all these different types of images and things that appear when I chant." Srila Prabhupada said, "That's perfectly all right. Just go on chanting. It will go away. Don't worry." Means your madness will become less and the holy name will become more prominent. So, what is my aspiration? What is my dedication? Hanuman had his mission. Find Sita. Bring Sita. Not bring Sita back, but find Sita and bring the message back to Ram. So what is our mission? What is our purpose in life? What is our driving force? What moves us along our trail, along our path? This is a movement, the international movement for Krishna consciousness. So movement means something's got to move. It's not stagnant, it's not stale. So what is moving me and what am I moving for? What is the driving force in my life? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very driven. He simply absorbed himself in the chanting of the holy name and in the spreading of the Sankirtan movement. After he spread the movement in the area of Navadvip, he went all throughout India. And he spread the chanting, South India. He did many tours in many holy places. And after that, he settled in Jagannath Puri by the wish of his mother. And he absorbed himself into the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And he took up residence there. And more he became mad with love of Godhead. And we can read in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Antya Lila, all the different transformations, all the different symptoms and emotions that were appearing in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in his intense love and separation from Krishna. So, Prakashananda Saraswati was challenging Mahaprabhu and he was saying, "Why are you mixing with these fanatics?" He used that word twice. "Why? You are from such a respectable line. You have taken initiation from a Bharati. So why are you mixing with these fanatics, with these lower class people? You're supposed to be a scholar. You're supposed to be sober. You're supposed to be very serious and staunch. But you're behaving like another sentimentalist. This is not very acceptable for our tradition." So Mahaprabhu said, "My dear Lord, my spiritual master has considered me a fool. And he said, you are not fit to study Vedanta. You simply chant this mantra." Now, Prakashananda could not argue with that, because if the guru gives an instruction, that instruction is sacred. So he could not challenge that. But he was so intrigued, he was so enamored by the personality. This sannyasi was so beautiful. He was so effulgent. He was so attractive. And he was so humble. Because when Mahaprabhu went to that place, he sat down in the place where people were washing their feet. Now, we have all experienced places where people wash their feet. It's usually not a very nice, not a very clean place. And sannyasis, generally, they're taking proper asana. They're looking for proper place to sit. So they were all sitting on some elevated platform, Prakashananda and all his followers. But Mahaprabhu, he sat down next to the door, next to the place where people will wash their feet. But he started to become very effulgent. He manifested his effulgence. So everybody was intrigued. Who is this person? One time a policeman, Jai, Sisi Radha Gokulananda, Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman, Shishigoni Tai Kije. A policeman came up to Srila Prabhupada. He said, "Excuse me, sir, but I have to tell you, did you know that you are glowing?" Not that it's illegal or anything, but I just wanted to inform you that you are glowing, sir. So, that is what's happening when a person becomes fully absorbed in the chanting of Hare Krishna. So Prakashananda became so intrigued that he went there personally. He did not send anybody. He got up and he walked and he took him by the hand and he said, "Please, why are you sitting in this dirty place? Come and sit with us." So he performed some service. So in this way, through Agyata Sukriti, he got some benefit. And then they engaged in this discussion. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was taking a very humble role. He was not instructing. He was not challenging. He was not arguing. But he won the heart of Prakashananda by his humility and by his sincerity. In the same way, when we're preaching Krishna consciousness, we should use our God-given intelligence to see what can actually reach the heart of this person. Usually argument and logic does not touch the heart of a person. It will engage the intellect, it will keep the mind busy, but it usually is a very bad tool to touch the heart of a person. In fact, the person usually becomes more and more defensive. They go more and more cold. And usually the positions grow hard and they become entrenched like that. Just like there is this old feud between the impersonalists and the personalists. There's nothing new under the sun. It's been going on for ages, since time immemorial. In the same way, even in our own bhakti school, there is sometimes these different opinions of we should preach very boldly and strongly and tell people how it is. Why? Because that's the way it is. Take it or leave it. And then you rub it in a little bit more. And then we're surprised that people don't want to talk to us because they feel that this fellow is just another wild radical, another opinionated person who is just out to try to prove to the world that he is right and everybody else is wrong. But when we study Shastra, we should develop a broad mind. That doesn't mean we become spaced out or we become liberals. But it is stated, Varanti tat tat tavidas tattam yaj gyanam advayam brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavan iti shabdyate. There is the realization of Brahman, the all-pervading, impersonal aspect of the Absolute. There is Paramatma. And there is Bhagavan. It is a consecutive sequence. But a lot of people will be interested in Brahman. Some people will be interested in Paramatma. And a few rare people will be interested in Bhagavan. But it is a sequence. It is a progression. And we cannot take fault. We cannot find faults with somebody who is in a lower grade of development. Somebody is doing ABCs. Somebody's in first grade. And you tell them, "Why are you in first grade?" You know? It's like, give the kid a break, you know? Just relax. He'll grow up. He'll develop. He'll do his ABCs. And after a while, he'll move on to other things. So what do you do when you have a kid and that kid is in first grade? You say, wow, that's great. What books do you read? What subjects do you like? You encourage that person. And how we encourage people? By appreciating them. But if we are insecure, if we are not really tasting that nectar of the holy name, and we are feeling, insecure is the right word. We're feeling challenged. We feel that everybody and everything is a threat to my existence. Therefore, I have to go out and wage wars. Intellectually, psychologically, emotionally, or even physically, because we are so insecure. We're so damn terrified of other people who are doing things differently that we have to go out and attack them. Then that just shows that we're not very mature, and we're not very nice people. Have you ever met a born-again Christian? No need to go into details. Have you ever met a born-again Hare Krishna? I have. Plenty. It's not a nice experience. So we should not do unto others as we don't want them to do unto us. Now I'm making this point a little bit strongly because there is the tendency always for the conditioned living entity to think that whatever it is that I'm doing, that's the way it is. And that's the way how the world moves. And if you can't get it, well, that's just your problem. And that's why I have to tell you what your problem is. But this is stemming from a lack of spiritual maturity. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was not attacking, he was not accusing, he was not abusing Prakashananda. He was befriending him. He was winning his heart by his humility, by his kindness, by his compassion. And he brought up a few points. And Prakashananda, being a very intelligent person, he caught those points. And he saw how that transformation was happening. And he did not fight it. Because he saw that this was legitimate. He was won over by the legitimate love of this person. He couldn't help it. He was so attracted. Unless people feel loved, they feel cared for. They feel that there is some true concern. There's some real empathy coming from the heart. They will not let down their guard. They will not give up their argumentative and their dog stubbornness. Now, how do we achieve that level of maturity and of benevolence? By accepting the holy name of Krishna in our heart and by practicing Krishna consciousness in an authentic, in a way that we can actually absorb ourselves fully in this Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. That means that we situate ourselves in a situation where we can peacefully practice Krishna consciousness. Because without peace, there is no happiness. And if there is no happiness, then people will see, they'll take one look at you. They will say, oh, you're trying to teach people, but why don't you start with yourself? And they're right. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's our worshipful, supreme Lord, and he's showing us how to practice Krishna consciousness and how to share Krishna consciousness with the world. And that means accepting it wholeheartedly and applying it in our own lives with humility, with introspection. There's nothing harder than to develop this sense of unity, to have this broad-mindedness. This is the biggest challenge of this day and age. Because everybody wants to be unique, everybody wants to be distinct. So they think, I can be unique and I can be distinct from developing my own separate identity from everybody else. Thus, because I don't have much to talk about and I don't have much to show for, so I have to find out what's bad and what I don't like in others, because this will make me distinct. I may not be of any use, I may not be of any value, I may not have any contribution to make, but at least I'm a good critic. I can analyze everybody else's defects. But Voltaire said, whatever you appreciate, appreciates. So if we appreciate mistakes and faults, well then mistakes and faults will appreciate. They will increase in our own lives because that's what we're primarily concerned with. That's what we're absorbed in. So to appreciate other people. Mahaprabhu appreciated Prakashananda. He knew what he valued and he knew how to connect with him in a way that Prakashananda could actually relate to him. So that's sometimes a problem, because being in a spiritual organization where we have our own lifestyle, our own rituals, our own secret handshakes, and our own do's and don'ts, we start to live in our own reality. But then when we are interacting with the world, well, the world is not really so understanding and so kind and so appreciating of the ways that we may consider normal. So we should follow in the footsteps of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and make that bridge, make that connection with people to reach their heart and to make a difference in their lives. Enthusiasm is a very important factor. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so enthusiastic to chant Krishna's name. Do you know what the word enthusiasm means? It comes from Latin, entheos. It means being filled or being absorbed or being possessed by God. Are we ready to be possessed by God? To become fully filled up with God's energy and God's will? Your will, thy will shall be done. So, continuously chanting Hare Krishna is the goal. And there are many obstacles on this path. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given us the secret of how to continuously chant Hare Krishna. Chinarapi suni chena taroriva sahishnuna amanena manadena kirtaniya sadahari. If we're actually developing this humility, I am not the master, I am the servant, then there is a good chance that we can continuously chant the holy name of Krishna. Now when we come to the Krishna consciousness movement, because we have been going through the desert and we have been kicked around by material energy, so usually we're crawling over the doorstep and we say, anything, I'll do anything to feel better. Because right now, it's not very good. So, so anything, give me any service. I'm ready, I'll do it. Because we're desperate. So we come and we start the practice, and after a while we become bhakta, we become a devotee. Then we stick around, we engage in the process, and after a while we become initiated, we become das. Now of course das means servant, but we think das is a title, like it means like, you know, you're somebody. Now, I'm such and such Das. And then after a while, we become Prabhu. You know, people speak our name, but we want to make sure we hear that word Prabhu after our name, because otherwise you left out some very important, you know, some very important element of my title like that. And then after a while, we want to become Mahaprabhu. And that's problematic. And then Punarmushtika Baba. Again, you become a mouse. Again, we will one day crawl back out the door and go back to our old ways. So, to live in the association of Vaishnavas is the greatest challenge that there is. Because when we are faced with other people's success, when we're faced with other people's ecstasy, with other people's absorptions, other people's enthusiasm, it's like a mirror. We see ourselves in them. And the tendency is to think, well, why is he so blissful? Why is she so happy? Why is this person so successful? Why not me? And instead of thinking, okay, let me serve this person. Let me just spend time and associate and learn from this person. We think in a conditioned state, let me prove that this person is actually not so great and is actually not so advanced. And in this way, by putting somebody else down, it's the old game. You think if you put somebody down, that you'll go up. But in spiritual life, it's quite the contrary. That the person who puts themselves the lowest is actually the highest. So, it's not that, you know, if you put somebody else down, you'll go up. So, we can see in the life of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was not belittling anybody. He was not criticizing people, calling people names in the name of straightforward and bold preaching. But he was reaching people's heart through his humility, through his compassion, and through his profound absorption in the holy name of Krishna. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has said that in all the 14 worlds, there is nothing but the holy name of Krishna. That is a very deep realization. In Rishikesh, we had a preaching program, and there's some youngsters moving around in the town, and we wanted to invite them for our lunch program to chant and to take prasadam. And they are kind of, you know, places to go, people to meet. And don't you know, there is not only Hare Krishna here in town. And I said, really? I thought there is only Hare Krishna here. You know, once we come to the realization that actually the holy name Krishna is all inclusive. That's really all there is. If we really realize in all the 14 worlds, there is nothing but the holy name of Krishna. That's a very profound realization, which comes from full absorption, deep practice. So there has to be balance. Yoga means balance. It is the main topic of the Gita, balance. So how do we balance between our internal practice and our outreach? How do we find that balance? Usually we tend to be either this way or that way, but it's hard to find that balance. We should study the lives of our acharyas. We should see. Srila Prabhupada, he was deeply absorbed in chanting. There's countless pictures, countless memories of devotees. Prabhupada was fully absorbed in the chanting of the holy name. One time, things were not going well. There was some commotion and things were not being organized properly for a certain function. And Srila Prabhupada got upset and he chastised the devotees. He was quite disturbed. So, and all the devotees got very nervous and running around frantically. So Srila Prabhupada was telling them, don't you have a solution to this problem? I mean, what should we do now? And one new person, very new person, told Srila Prabhupada, just, why don't you just chant Hare Krishna? And Prabhupada did not get upset. He did not get angry. He said, actually, thank you. That's a very good idea. So he just put his hand in his bead bag and he just chanted. Huh? Now that's greatness. If you can take on in a very heated situation where everything is really not moving the way it should, huh? And you're just giving people instructions and you just put it down, and then somebody tells you, well, why don't you fix it? Or why don't you calm down and give a good example? And you can take it. In that moment of heat, when things are delicate, that's the sign of a great person. Now, of course, more often than not, we find ourselves slipping from the ideal. And we can only later on have that realization. You know, Paramatma, the Super Soul, Krishna in our heart, he always tells us, oh, what about this? What about that? And in retrospect, we say, yes, I could have. I should have. But it's late. The moment already passed. How to be so connected that at the moment, in the instance, when it's going down, you're able to catch it. Ah, that is the secret. Now, how does that happen? That only happens if we are able to connect with the holy name of Krishna on a daily basis, that we're able to chant and hear and just put everything else aside. We don't even recognize the background noise anymore. It's still there, but it's just not of importance to us, because our absorption is so much, is so intense, is so profound, that all the other things just, they fade out. That doesn't mean that we become dysfunctional. Like you read Chaitanya Charitamrita and you think, oh, if I go on with this practice, I may become dysfunctional in this world. No. You may become less interested in this world. Your priorities will change. Your taste patterns will change. Your way of associating with people will change. But that's a good thing. And if ultimately ecstasy prevails and takes over, so be it. What is everybody looking for? People are running throughout town. They're looking for ecstasy. Everybody has heard about it. Everybody talks about it. It's there on the billboards, on the buses. Everybody thinks, I can buy it. I can get it. But it's not there. So if we actually experience, and we all have to some extent, some glimpse, some drop, some shadow of attachment to the holy name of Krishna, count your blessings. Consider yourself fortunate. Don't think, I'm going mad. I'm becoming dysfunctional in this world. If we're still connected to so many things, and we still feel that the world can't go on without us, well then, you're a busy boy and you have a busy life. And we wish you best of lucks. But at one point, we have to realize that this world will go on with or without me. And that is a fact, because we're only here for a few short moments. So why should we get so worked up about our little stay here? Just like if you go to a motel, you've all traveled, you've all been in a hotel or a motel. You don't get too absorbed in the furnishings, right? Because you know how hotels are, you know, it's the wrong colors and it's the wrong pictures and, you know, they did a sloppy job. Even you stay at an expensive place, somehow by God's grace it may happen. But you can see how even the details, they're not worked out properly, because people are, it's a job. They don't put their love into it. But you don't start redecorating the place or trying to improve it. You just take rest, take your bath, and leave. So in the same way, we're just passing by. We're just going from here, coming from here, and going over there. So right now, somehow, by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada and the Acharyas, we have gotten this chance to become enthused, to become filled up with God, with the divine, with the godly energy, through this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And this mantra is so powerful that it can transform an entire person's existence. Sometimes we doubt, is it really possible to change? Many of us, we're trying to change. We're trying to change others, we're trying to change ourselves. After you're 30, after you've done it for 10 years, you kind of feel, is it really working? Are we really going anywhere? Maybe we should just start teaching the kids, the younger people. They have a better chance of learning something and of changing. But we have seen life changing, transformation happen in so many, in countless people's lives who have truly accepted the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra in their life, in their hearts. So this is the potency of this Krishna consciousness movement. And we can take part in that. There is no fee, there is no price. The only thing that we have to bring to the equation is sincerity. And sincerity is nowadays a rare commodity. It is going out of style. It is going out of fashion. It's not on sale. You can't buy it. It's something that we have to muster up. We have to kind of dig deep in our heart. Just like when you sit down to write your Vyasa Puja offering. It's one of those brief moments of clarity where these few short moments of brief moments of where you're like digging deep, and it takes a while to actually till you hit something that you feel like, okay, that's a starting point. That's something I could present like that. It's like Ramananda Roy. He presented to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu so many good verses about so many good activities. And Mahaprabhu said, that's okay, but it's external. It's, go on, go on. And the first thing that he actually accepted was hearing and chanting in the association of devotees. He said, this is good. This is very good. Please continue along this line. But go further like that. Satatam kirtayanto mam yadantascha dritavrata namashyantascha mam bhakta. To hear and chant continuously in the association of devotees. So whatever is keeping me away from this hearing and chanting is an obstacle. And what is it usually? It's my own lethargy, or it's my own arrogance, or it's my own feeling of superiority or distinction. Oh, I'm only coming if I can give class. Otherwise, I'm not showing up. But we're here to hear and chant. So it doesn't really matter whether we hear or we speak. Everybody has the same type of experience. Like when you're in kirtan, it's not that the person who leads the kirtan is the most blissful necessarily. So Krishna, he's revealing himself. Nama Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha Purna Shuddha Nitya Mukta Abhinnatvam Nama Namino. Krishna is none different from his holy name. When we say Krishna, Krishna is present. He's dancing on our tongue. He's there. Krishna has made himself available. He has given himself, tvam sakinchana gochara, to those who claim nothing to be their property. Krishna has given himself, he has become their property. And in fact, he allows himself to be distributed. He becomes their property, their commodity. They can give Krishna to others. Krishna is so kind. He's unlimitedly attractive through this process of Harinam Sankirtan. So, through the hard work and wonderful endeavors of all the devotees in the UK, this Bhaktivedanta manor has become such an illustrious and shining example of Krishna consciousness. And it has become such an establishment. It's an institution. It's something of monumental proportions. And people are coming here and they're becoming affected by the thousands, by the tens of thousands, by the hundreds of thousands. But it is important for each and every one of us to feel this urge, this urgency, this mission. Let me go out and try to talk to a few new people. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur has told to the inhabitants, he said, all the inhabitants, all the members of the Math should at least talk to 5 new people every day. How about that for a mission? Knock on 5 doors every day. Just try to talk to 5 new people on every given day. People who are not your own kind, or who you not consider my team, you know, my circle. Just 5 new people. And try to show some kindness, some concern, some compassion for them. It's quite a life-changing experience. Because everybody's looking for Krishna. Everybody is feeling slightly distraught, slightly disconnected, slightly displaced here in this material world. Why? Because we are. Because we are. So Krishna consciousness is a wonderful process, and it has got a lot in store. There is many deep levels of realization that I'm not qualified to talk about because I don't have experience of them. So, but whatever little that we have experienced in our short life, we can speak about that. So to feel separation from Govinda is a very sweet relationship. It's a very sweet realization. When we actually miss somebody, that absence makes the heart go fonder. When we have something, very too often we don't really appreciate and cherish it. But when we miss it, then we will actually meditate on it, we'll think about it, we'll plan, we'll dream, we'll scheme, we'll do whatever it takes to get that memory back. So to be in absence, to feel separation from Krishna, is the greatest joy and is the greatest form of union. On a mundane platform, that's not so easy to understand. That's why people think that, why did Krishna leave the gopis? Why was Sita banished? So they cannot appreciate these intricacies. But there's many intricacies, there's many subtleties and nuances in this Krishna consciousness movement. And by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada and by the mercy of this process, we can ourselves start to appreciate more and more the magnanimous nature of Krishna, especially in the form of His holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Thank you very much. Are there any questions?